Since we chanted so much the Nibbana Sutta, I note that the translation in the island uses either is discerned or can be discerned, and that's Panyaya. The chanting, the English translation in the chanting book uses possible, which is less nuanced. It's actually helpful that the word in there is, you know, wisdom / discernment, just so people can recognize that. You know, it can be realized with wisdom, is what the sutta is saying, which is, again, a little bit more detailed than possible.
I think it was one of those poetic license things. Possible is more poetically suitable than discerned. I mean, that's how things get put into scriptures. Like, it sounds better. One of my pet theories with Lumpur Cha's conundrum of saying, if you can't go forward, if you can't go backwards, you can't stand still, where do you go? That he used to put to people as just as a kind of conversation starter. I never heard him explain it in that way, or never heard of him referring to this sutta, but it echoes.
Never heard him explain anything.
Yeah, this is true. But my feeling is it echoes that this I call neither a coming nor a going nor a staying still, and that has a resonance of Lumpur Cha saying, if you can't go forward, you can't go back, you can't stand still. And then Lumpur Cha's last message to Lumpur Sumedho has a similar reference.